glory to him for this morning. Josh will come up and rip around with the mic so we can all hear. Praise God together. There you go. Got Dan right here. Right on. I love when we're...
family.
Right on. One word, but it says so much, hey?
It's my last Sunday here at Coaldale MB, and I want to thank this church for welcoming me so warmly. I wanted to keep it short so I wouldn't cry. I've been here just over 2 years, and yeah, I just want to really thank you all for welcoming me to a community where I didn't know anyone. Oh, and I'm packing up a trailer on Thursday. If anyone wants to come help around 7 at my place, you're welcome to come down.
Yeah, our family remembers me helping you move in, but we'll leave for the States early Thursday morning, but somebody else will step up there and help you load.
Good morning. I was a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I just really want to thank God for his presence. It's been a couple of very tough years, and I've been asking God a lot why this, why that. I don't see the why in some of the things that are happening now. But looking back when I was in hospital for a couple of years ago for the summer with depression, I just, you know, I was so bitter, so like, why God, you know. I just couldn't see anything come out of it. But now I see that he prepared me for this, this last 2 years now with my son and now my niece and many other things. I couldn't do it without God, and I know that God used that time to prepare me. And I just want to thank everybody for the support that we have, help from you, and ask that you would continue to pray. Roger is supposed to be coming to Lethbridge whenever there's an opening. And for my niece Angie, they don't know what, you know, in another month or two she's going to be released, and they don't know, you know, where she's going to go. Both of them are total care, so it's not easy to find a right place for them. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Praise be to God for his presence, for his body journeying together, and that he's Emmanuel. He's God with us in all the seasons, including the times where there's common question, why? We don't get it, do we? But we journey forward by his power, by his grace. Yeah, thanks for the updates there.
Good morning. I want to share our last year. In Psalms 126:13, it says, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." And when you think of the last year, it has been a very stressful year. In July, Bruno started his first chemo. And then in August, the second chemo, he had an allergic reaction, and we did not think that he would make August at all. And through all of these trying times with that, we had to subdivide the farm so that we could sell the acreage because the yard was too much for us. And then he continued September, October into November with the chemo, and it was very stressful, and we just felt God's hand at peace at all this time. And then December the 12th and 13th, we got a phone call from the government asking, "We saw that you subdivided your farm. Do you want to sell?" And we had to make a decision right away. And so we talked about it, and we said yes. And he says, "Well, you know, you have to sell everything by the end of March." That gave us 3 months to decide what we would do. But, you know, the Lord found us a beautiful condo on the outskirts of the lake, the park of Lethbridge. And now we've got a park which the government or the city takes care of, and I don't have to do any more lawn work. They take care of the paths and the lake. And, you know, God has directed all of this in our path, and we are so thankful for his leading and his guidance, and we know that the future there too, he will guide us.
Yeah, glory to God. Hey, he's with us in it all the transition, all the ups and downs up there. Yeah. That's right. Make that son work. He's got lots of energy.
I think I speak for both myself and for Jasmine when I say we're thankful for the safe birth of our new son, Jeremy. He's doing awesome, super healthy, and you guys can see him after the service.
Very good, yeah. Life is such a precious gift, and we can take it for granted in all sorts of ways, but we give thanks to God. That's good. Sure, there's lots more stories out there.
Two weeks ago, by the way, I'd first of all like to thank Irvin for his illustration on the canola plant. That was excellent. You know, in the farms we live with these things, and they are such wonderful illustrations of God's work. Anyway, 2 weeks ago, Pastor Gary, he spoke of life's journey, and we had an interesting experience. End of June, our kids from Saskatchewan were visiting and helping us settle into our new place in Lethbridge, and Saturday night, I think it was Saturday night, no, Friday night, phone rang, and our son Carlin got a phone call, and he got his call on his cell phone, and it was the dispatcher of Q-Line, a large trucking company out of Saskatoon. Carlin is a chaplain for this company and three other firms that he works with. There was a trucker, one of the long haul truckers in British Columbia, was texting to his father and to his wife that he felt that life was just not worth living, and he was making indications that he would be running his truck off of one of the cliffs in the mountains. The dispatcher immediately got a hold of the RCMP, and the RCMP caught him stopped him in Crow's Nest Pass and took him out of the truck and brought him to Lethbridge to the psych ward there. The dispatcher was asking Carlin, "Where are you now?" And Carlin said, "I'm in Lethbridge." It's just remarkable. And so Carlin had the opportunity of stopping in and visiting with Bruce, his name, and came back to our home and informed us that here's a young man who's had three tours of duty in Afghanistan, has seen things that life, that young men, that no one should have to see. And so he was dealing with a lot of demons that were haunting him. And Carlin had to go back to Saskatoon. So Carlin says, "Dad, can you spend some time with Bruce?" So for 3 weeks, every second day, I'd slip into the psych ward with cappuccinos. And I was really strung out on cappuccinos during that period. But we had just an amazing friendship develop. Here's a young man who knew his problem, was looking for help, was certainly not opposed to being where he was. He said, "This is the best place for me right now." Mm-hmm. He said, "I was in not a good place." 2 weeks ago, his family came out, has a wonderful wife and very supportive, and he was released. But during that time, I was able to share with him things like the Hope magazine, and trying to direct him to the place where he would recognize that not just being at the psych ward, but also putting his heart and his life into the hands of someone that could really take care of him, and claiming Jesus as his King and Lord would be a great step for him and Jessie, his wife. So he's contemplating that. Last week, just to indicate the kind of friendship we developed, last week during the Saskatchewan and Toronto game, football game, he was at the game and I was at home watching the game. So I just praise God for texting. We were, I think, just about every major play, we were texting each other, you know, wasn't that great, wasn't that super, wasn't that a great catch, and that sort of thing. So pray for Bruce and Jesse, that God will that he will make an informed decision with regards to the one who can really see him through all of the hardships in his life.
Right on. Let's do that right now, even before Marian shares. Lord Jesus, most of us don't know Bruce and his wife Jessie, but you do. You created them. And thank you. Just arranging the details, being here in Lethbridge, and you work all things together for good for those who love you. And may you continue to draw Bruce and Jesse towards you, God, into a life of complete surrender, and lead them on a path of healing, Lord, what they've experienced. I recognize even personally how troubling and overwhelming life can be at periods of time. And sometimes it's just for a moment where we feel desperate and want to give up in one way or another. And sometimes that moment gets pretty long, and it's an extended season. And there's no shame in admitting that we're not enough. That's just recognizing reality. None of us are. You are sufficient. And would you help Bruce and his wife, and well, each of us, God, that we would be open enough to surrender to you, learn to quit trying to put on the right answers and be the right way, and learn to be authentic and honest with you, with ourselves, and with each other. How can we love our neighbors as ourselves if we don't even know ourselves? Would you help us be honest about where we're at and receive your care deeply into our lives, God? Thank you for answering prayer, continuing to answer prayer, and that you are for us and not against us. We give you the praise and the glory, God. Amen.
Good morning. A few weeks ago, I had a very interesting experience at Walmart while I grocery shopping. While going down one of the aisles, I was looking at a product, just reading the list of ingredients, and someone beside me was doing the same, but we bumped into each other. And I looked up, and this young gentleman said, "Oh, I thought you were my friends." And I said, "Well, I could be your friend." And he said, "Right." He was just a young, probably 21, 22-year-old gentleman. And he said, "Right." He says, "I'm traveling with my friends, so I thought you were, that's who you were." So we started chatting, and I said, "Well, if we're going to be friends, I'd like you to, I'm Marion." And he says, "Well, I'm Jake." And so we parted. He went off to be with his friends, and I went around another aisle, and he was at the other end, and he says, "Hi, Marion," and I said, "Hi, Jake." And this is how it went through. We kept bumping into each other. As I was in the checkout, I turned around, and these three young adults were behind me. And I said, "Hi, Jake," and "Hi, Marion." And I said, "Well, why don't you introduce me to your friends?" And so, and then I asked him, are you on holidays? Are you at university? Because I thought they were probably university students. And he said, "Well, we're from Michigan, traveling through, and we're having a wonderful time traveling through your country." And so he asked a few other questions about where to go and what to do, and they were on their way to Banff to meet friends and then to British Columbia. Then we, and also he came, and he probably thought I was his mother's age. He came and gave me a big hug, and he said, "Thank you so much." And it was not an uncomfortable experience by him giving me a hug. It was just very warm. I left, and then as I was leaving, I thought, you know, I really thank God for allowing me to meet this young gentleman. And I just prayed. And I have a name that I can pray, and I'm praying regularly for this young gentleman. And I have said to God, if he is not a believer, then introduce him to another believer. So I feel God has brought this young gentleman into my life so that I can pray for him, that he that I will one day see him in heaven.
Amen. All sorts of opportunities, hey? If we're going to start with bumping into someone, literally. That's good.
I'm a little uncomfortable doing this, but I'm going to give her a try. Just thank God for this church and for our family. A couple of weeks ago we listed our house and it sold, got a condition sale the next day. So we're a little bit anxious of where we're going to go. Don't have a place set up yet, but I'm sure God will provide. We're moving and the neighbors see that we're moving, and so started talking to the neighbors one lady on the south side of us, you know, we started talking and she says, "You know what, Adam, you know, I've always appreciated you guys beside us and you're always willing to help out and we know you're a Christian family and we started talking about her faith, and I've never ever seen her and her family go to church. So the only thing I could think of, because, you know, we pray for our meals on our deck, and, you know, that's pretty much all we've experienced, you know, showing God to her. It was really kind of a neat conversation, and we'll see where it goes from there. She was telling about how, you know, car ran into her garage, and it was actually a blessing. It was so hard to go through, and it was actually a really, really neat conversation. So just by, you know, trying to be a good witness and not, you know, going over and sharing, but still, you know, hopefully that was impactful for her. Anyway, thanks.
Well, glory to God, hey? He shines through us in ways that we recognize and ways that we don't. And, yeah, all glory to him.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, I'm so thankful for prayer. And as Marianne shared, too, just sometimes like a name to pray for. And Bruno as well, praying for Bruce. And I know I'll just share a continuation from VBS, too, praying for names. And we had so many people contact Carmen, who was doing registration, saying, "Can I have a registration list? I want to pray for names." And that's a real encouragement and just something that we can really grow in. And a continuation from my story from last week, too, there was a number of individuals in VBS who came for the first time, really, or first time in a long time, a church setting, and one of them happened to be a co-worker of mine, and she came out. She only came out for one evening. That's all that worked in her schedule, but she was impacted by that and had some really interesting questions. And that continued this week, too. She, one afternoon, I kind of hadn't seen her for most of the day, and I asked, "How's your day been?" And she said, "Well, not really that good. She was struggling with a family member who was in issue with a marriage that wasn't working out," and she just said, "Not very good," and she explained things, and she said, "Well, I need your prayers." So, because she told me a bit more about the story, and I said, "Well, let's pray about that." She, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you asked for prayer, let's pray." And it was simple, and it wasn't very long, but it was just another opportunity to witness again, and to call upon a wonderful name like we sang this morning. And so I just thank you for praying for specific people, for names, and it has power. Thank you.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God for ongoing questions, hey? Keep coming and bringing them up. It's great.
Rosemary Mennonite Church has a really neat program. When somebody moves away, especially like the seniors into a lodge or something, they write to them every week. So Mom and Dad have been getting these letters every week for years already, and I read them periodically to keep up with my home church and at what people have to say, and some are better than others, or more interesting, shall I say, than others. But this last week, it was written by a gal who I don't know, but it really touched me on Thursday when I read it. And she wrote, "Ecclesiastes is one of my favorite books of the Bible, and I like being reminded that there are different seasons in our lives. If you are in a particularly hard season, you know it will not last forever. If you are in an easy, joyful season, you appreciate it, because our lives have many twists and turns. These are some of the book's verses that stand out to me. Do not say, 'Why were the old days better than these?' For it is not wise to ask such questions." Ecclesiastes 7:10. "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind." Ecclesiastes 12:13. Another verse that often comes to my mind is one where Jesus is speaking. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace in this world," or "you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." John 16:33. God is always doing God's part, and if I try to do my part and not think I can do God's part, that will probably go a long way toward both productive work and genuine rest. And I think that's pretty neat. They're writing to these seniors, and I'm getting blessed.
Yeah, one blessing headed one direction often has a scatter effect, whether it was intended or not, right? God's big and does that. It's great. There you go.
Well, we have some neighbors right beside us. They're an older couple, and we've just befriended them as we see them outside or talk to them, and we've taken care of each other's houses when we're away. Well, they've had some medical issues, and so at certain times I've also thought of them and just texted her and said, "So how's it going? What's happening in your lives? And how's your health and stuff?" And she's always been just impressed that I've remembered and prayed for them. And they're going away, or they left for the UK for a month. And we kind of hadn't connected for a bit, and she had texted me and said, "How's your summer going? Could we maybe get together for a visit?" And this is kind of unlike her. She likes to be in her own house, kind of her own space, and, you know, quick chit-chat outside the door, but nothing really coming into the house. So anyways, I took the initiative and invited her over on Thursday night. And we just sat out on the deck, and I invited her over early because she likes to go to bed early, and she stayed for quite a while, and we just had a really good visit. Nothing really as far as, you know, spiritual things, but it was interesting because even after, when she left, she said to me, "You know, thanks, Aileen, just for listening and just hearing my story and life." And so we're talking about names. Linda and Carrie is their names. And yeah, if you think of them, pray for them. We've been praying for them for years already for their salvation.
Yeah, we live in a very lonely, disconnected world, and someone caring, listening, what a great way to love someone. Anybody else have a... Feel free to share the non-success stories too. I know when we get together, we talked about this one year, planning our Alberta Conference Convention, bringing our Alberta MB churches together, and success stories and this going on. And, you know, it makes sometimes the churches that are slowly dwindling, not growing, or, you know, can't think of successes currently in their time of journey. What do they have to share? But this is a sharing service, and all of life is okay to share here. So it can be before there's an answer to prayer too, or whatever else. It's okay to share. Anybody else? No, I'll be right here.
I really appreciate the people that God puts in my life to walk this journey with, and
This week I had a call from a friend who, it makes me think of the verse, wounds from a friend can be trusted. They were visiting us and she saw some things in my life that she wanted to call me on and just say, I'm not judging you, I'm just here to support you and listen to you through this. And those friends that can say the hard things and risk the friendship are really, really true friends. And I really appreciate those people that God has put in my life, the really good, true friends. So.
Yeah, praise God. We don't have to walk the journey alone. Hey? We get to walk with Him and with each other. Let's continue to walk with each other. Other stories we can hear. More out there somewhere God's been up to. There we go. Two more.
I have another story of someone I met. I live in a 7-unit apartment building, and the newest resident was recommended to me by my landlord. I should go and visit her. Such a landlord. I think he's the best in the world. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I got the best one. Her name is Dorothy, and I finally got around to visiting her the other day. She loves Christmas. And her husband died a few years ago. They used to do Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus in, I forget what town it was that they were in. So I've got a foot in the door now. I don't know how much she knows about Jesus. I say, we haven't talked that much. But you can pray for Dorothy as well.
Good, always new connections and changing connections, right? Did you wave at me before, Ed, too? Or were you pointing to Elma? Okay, good. I'm an auctioneer. No, I'm not, but I see that hand. All right, anybody else before we celebrate communion together? Very good. Can you stick it back in there? Well, as I was thinking about communion this morning, I mean, this is the Lord's table. Not this church, not our denomination. It's Jesus. Jesus started this. He makes a new covenant